the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
You to drive a bus?
I hated being in the office. The office wasn't for me, so it's either buses or trucks. I love being on the road. So can you
drive a big rig?
I haven't tried yet, but I can drive a 60-foot bus.
Wow. Well, that is really good. And Brains, she's driving us right to her bakery. Yes, I am in full regalia. Look at that. I got my own on the edge apron, and you can have one too. Just enter to win. This is my guest right over there, Christine Monfres. She is up in Niagara Falls, Canada. Now that's right on the border of New York and Canada. And she's originally from Jamaica. She has a wonderful bakery, and we really want to support her in every way possible. She sent me some rum cakes all the way from Canada. They withheld the travel, and they were absolutely delicious. Made my mouth water. Port wine and rum raisins. It was delicious. So help me welcome her to the Edge, and we're going to cook up something special for you today. Christine Monfres. How are you, precious?
Hi, April. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to On the Edge with me and the Brains. So we're going to talk all things good in the kitchen, cooking and baking, because I am a good cook, but I'm not a baker, okay? I don't get why you have to put the dry and then the wet and then you mix them. So you're going to tell me all about that. But first, let's start with your journey as a bus driver.
Okay. So yes, prior to doing this full-time, I was a full-time city bus driver for 10 and a half years. After about the seventh year, it became very stressful for me. It's something I didn't want to do anymore. And while being on the road, I kept thinking of owning my own bakery. So every time I drove past a bakery, I kept looking inside and, you know, just imagining myself being a part of that. So I started doing some research on how to start my own business in regards to opening a bakery. I did a lot of networking, attended a lot of seminars. And in the beginning of 2018, I found the guts to quit my job and open my own bakery within a year after.
Well, that is wonderful. So do you bake all type of sweet treats? Or I know that the rum cake is your specialty and your signature item, but what else do you bake?
I bake just about anything. Cheesecakes, cupcakes, all kinds of cakes. Pies. I did attend a baking course last year for a year, so I learned to bake many different desserts. But for my bakery, my specialty is the rum cake. So it's rum cakes and rum-infused cheesecakes, so which come in different flavors, such as strawberry daiquiri, Bailey salted caramel, pineapple rum, mango strawberry rum. A package here that I can show you that's going out today.
Ooh, look at that. Brian's here. Let me get a close-up on that. Oh, my goodness. Those are cupcakes?
Yep, they're minis.
Wow. And so, you know, baking is, it's a lost art. Being in the kitchen for a lot of people is a lost art, okay? What is it about baking that just, you know, makes you happy?
It's really comforting. You know, every time you mix something, you put it in the oven and you take it out. Like for me, I'm like, yes, this is beautiful every time. So it's really comforting. It's a stress reliever, and it's something I really enjoy.
So do you work there? Do you have a small staff?
It's just me right now. Sometimes my mom comes in to help. But yeah, as we get busier, we'll definitely be hiring more staff.
Well, that's wonderful. Do you do deliveries?
Yes, we do deliveries throughout Niagara Falls, and we do ship throughout Canada and the U.S.
Brains, and she told me, oh, I convinced her, to do some private labeling, okay? Because if you have someone that you want to show appreciation to, and this year that we have had, everybody needs to show some appreciation. So do that by getting some rum cakes or some cupcakes, sending them to someone, have your own company logo or label on there in conjunction with Montfrais. You know, the name is kind of French, so it sounds kind of sexy. So they know that it's coming from a quality place. Give us some baking tips. That's what I want to know while I fix this apron here.
Okay, so once you have your recipe, it's best to have everything out. So you want to have all the ingredients out and measured. Second of all, make sure that your baking pans are well greased. Make sure that you preheat your oven because you don't want to prepare your cake and then you turn on your oven later only to know that you don't have any electricity. So you want to preheat your oven. And then you want to measure, put all the dry ingredients and then add the wet stuff after. It's just so much easier to mix that way, to get the dry stuff in first, mix it, and then get the wet stuff. It's just easier to mix, that's why.
Oh, I thought that was actually a part of the recipe and making things rise. I made some cookies the other day, and again, I told you I'm not a baker, I'm an eater. But I did the cookie recipe. There was no wet ingredients except for the butter. And they didn't even tell me to do the butter. They didn't want it liquefied. They wanted the butter still kind of hard, just soft, so that you could mix it together. I thought there'd be a little milk, a little cream or something, but no, it didn't. And they turned out wonderful.
Awesome. Turned out
wonderful. So, okay, so you have all your ingredients. And then another thing, I do know this, is that, as you said, preheat your oven, but you want to keep that temperature consistent because folks is always trying to open the oven. And once you break that temperature, that could be the differentiator between the rising and the falling of your cake, correct?
Exactly. So if you want to keep the light on while your cake is in the oven, that's an easier way to monitor it instead of opening and closing. In that case, your cake will definitely fall. And once again, the recipe that you do have, you may want to lower the temperature just a little bit lower than what they do have on the recipe, because sometimes your oven may be hotter than what they usually use. So that's a good tip.
Or there's a big difference between an electric oven and a gas oven. Huge difference. Exactly. You know, the consistency on how it gets hot.
Right.
Where do you see your bakery growing? What is your big dream? What's on your vision board?
My big dream, my vision board. I want Montfrais rum cakes to be a staple dessert in every household. A nice quality dessert, something that you can have for any occasion. So my slogan is celebrate everything. Don't just wait for birthdays or holidays. Just celebrate each day. As you can see, life is short. You never know what will happen tomorrow. Just celebrate each day.
And appreciate the things in life because it's so important. Do you make things like, you know, the big thing here is gluten, or do you make them sugar-free? Do you make them gluten-free or sugar-free? Do you have that?
I haven't touched on those yet. I've gotten some requests, but it's definitely something I will look into.
And vegan.
Right, yeah.
And I'm looking at that and I'm saying, okay, so now if you take out the fat and the cholesterol, you take out the flour, you take out the sugar. What the hell is left to get excited about?
I don't know what it's going to taste like.
I don't know either, but I'm sure that you can create the recipe for success. So tell me, what are some of the fun activities that you do when you're not baking?
When I'm not baking? Well, Saturday nights are my Netflix night, so I'll just choose something on Netflix. I like working out. I like writing, and I also like playing music. So I do have a DJ system at home. I don't play out. It's just for home entertainment. I love music, all kinds of music.
So you mean to tell me while you're baking, you in there mixing and scratching too?
Yeah, why not?
You're doing so many wonderful things. Tell my brains how to get in contact with you if they want to place an order, which they do. Okay, brains? Place an order. You're right there in Canada. You know I got a huge Canadian following. Support my sister right there and get some of those rum cakes. I'm telling you, they are absolutely delicious. It just lays on your palate. But how do they get in contact with you or place an order?
Okay, so we do have a website, www.monfreesrumcakes.com, and we do ship throughout Canada and the U.S. Right now on the website, we have the rum cake jars, but we will be shipping the 8-inch rum cakes as well. Let me show you right here. All right. And so feel free to get in touch with us anytime. We are close to the actual Niagara Falls.
That's a great place to stop. You know, you can still do outside activities, Brains. You know, don't. And I looked at your location on the website and I saw that you have nice little outside perimeters for eating.
Yes.
And there's the whole little strip mall there of different kind of shops, right?
Pretty much. So we're located in the original downtown Niagara Falls. And part of our street is closed off for events. So, you know, come on out if you're close by.
Well, Brains, she's here on the edge with us right now. That's right. We are doing big things. And you know what? We want to lighten it up. We want to keep it sweet. We want to keep our mouths with something good in it so no nasty words can come out. We want to support people in their business and, you know, keep baking. And I encourage you to, you know, pivot in your careers because, again, she was driving a bus and now she's baking in the oven. People can do it and find your life passion. If you do what you always loved to do and wanted to do, you will never feel like you worked a day in your life. Thank you so much for being with me this morning. I guess it's morning for both of us. And you have a great day and the lines are going to be out the door.
Thank you, April. Thanks, everyone.
Bye, Brains. Be good.